This is the only garnet mine in the Northern Territory, but significantly it's only the second garnet mine in Australia. The other one is in Western Australia, and there is only five major garnet mines in the world, and the other three are located in India. So this is a significant industry, and it's a significant mine for the worldwide garnet industry. I should mention that one third of our production is consumed within Australia, two thirds of it is exported, and it's exported principally to the United States and also to Europe.
So you're really a pioneer in the garnet industry in Australia.
Well, I think not only in the garnet industry in Australia, certainly that's true, but equally as significantly, and that is that this mine is the first mine to be developed in the southern part of the Northern Territory in 30 years. So there's been quite a steep learning curve for all the people that are located and have participated in this mine, because it's not typically an industry that you would expect to find in that part of the Northern Territory. So it's unique and it's valuable, and it serves a good opportunity for Indigenous employment. It makes a significant economic contribution to the local region, and that will go on for a long time.
So obviously, production has started. So what's next for the mine? What's the lifeline on the mine looking like?
It's a very large deposit. The mining reserve that we have will sustain a mine life for 20 years. That's at full production rates. There is considerable upside on that, to the extent that there is more mineral available on our mineral lease that will support a mine site for a further 30 years. This particular mine, similar to other garnet mines around the world, is characterised by very long life mines that just keep producing for a long time.
Have you had much feedback from the local community about your policies to employ locally?
We've been working closely with them in this respect. The mine is at within 4 kilometres of the township of Hart's Range, and we have community meetings to explain the progress of the operation. Over the years, we've met many times to, again, get them ready for the opportunities that may present itself. The company is able to draw some Indigenous labour and workforce from the community, and at the moment we have trained and have a workforce representing about one third of the workforce that is employed at the mine site is Indigenous labour, and that's going along well, and quite keen to make sure that those ratios are maintained. The site is approximately 2 hours drive by road from Alice Springs, so therefore we operate a drive-in, drive-out operation whereby all of our workforce will be sourced from around the region, and that includes, of course, Alice Springs as well as the local community at Hart's Range. So there's significant advantages, and local economic benefits flow to the community directly, as well as employment. We source local contractors to do work for us. We have local suppliers and service providers that provide us with goods and services for maintenance and ongoing operation of the plant. Our village will be using the local store, for example, to the general store at Hart's Range for all of its purchases, and that'll have a direct impact on the local community. We've conducted in the last 2 months intensive training for the local Indigenous employees, and they are very supportive of what we're trying to do. So I believe that there's good communication, and I think there's a good endeavour for on both sides to make this a success.